everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Behind the Review, a behind-the-scenes look at the journalistic work of our team here at The Review. This podcast series will serve as a deep dive into the reporting process of our hardworking contributors. In this series, we're unpacking their work in our spring issue and why it's important to tell these stories now. Today, I'm joined by Chloe Kim, our Masthead's podcast director and senior editor. We'll discuss her piece about the local voices that are often overlooked in international news stories. And we also want to chat about the work we've done together on Behind the Review. Chloe, thanks for sitting with me in the studio for this final episode.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
I'm so glad that I get to actually chat with you today. This is going to be a great conversation.
I'm so excited.
So Chloe, just to ask you, how are you today?
I'm good. Things are really coming full circle, not just the podcast, but with the print issue of our magazine. I'm really excited for everyone to see it.
Oh, yes. No, I agree. And there's a lot of hard work that went into the print features. I remember looking at the word counts for some of them, and they're anywhere from 2,500 words to up to 4,000 words or more. So, and considering that, anyone who was part of the fall 2024 team at The Review, they spent over 4 months or so, maybe even more, reporting on that. So I can't imagine that. I have a lot of admiration for the work you guys did in that semester. And speaking of which, can I, circling it back to you, just can I ask you what initially got you interested in writing your piece?
Yeah, so I wrote my piece about the missing voices in international news. And what I did in my piece was I used this case study of the South Korean martial law declaration. And the idea for this was kind of I had it in the back of my mind since we were assigned to pitch ideas for our features. And I guess it was just because I grew up abroad. I didn't grow up in Canada. I grew up in South Korea, and I'm also Canadian. And so I've always been privileged enough to know what life is like in both South Korea and in Canada, a little bit at least. So I feel I have a sense of what it's like as a local in both places. But at the same time, I would notice in the news growing up that sometimes how South Korean life is described or how Canadian life is described from abroad as well, it's different from how it actually is. And so the idea for this piece came out of those thoughts that I've had growing up about how, what we see in international news might not exactly match up with local realities.
And absolutely.
So that's what it kind of spun out from. I know that there are also challenges to featuring or finding and tracking local voices from abroad, from domestic newsrooms. I know it's hard to find voices abroad in different countries when you're doing all your reporting from one place. And so I think I acknowledge that. But at the same time, I think just working in the industry as well a little bit as a student where I have to do some media criticism, I think that was a little bit challenging, just trying to get the wording to criticize the industry, but doing it in a fair and balanced and respectful way. But then I think it ended up working in the end. I realized from this process, as an early career person in the journalism industry, I didn't realize before writing this feature that so many people are involved in the writing process. And even though I didn't feel confident in my first draft or my second draft, I felt more confident afterwards because so many people put their hearts, their minds, their willpower
you can see
into
that.
Helping me and aww. Everyone else create something that they're proud of for the print issue. So I think it all came together at the end, but it took a lot to get there, and I just can't believe we're almost at the finish line now. It felt impossible at the beginning.
A whole term come and gone, and as I need to reiterate your point, I can't imagine what it was like to... No, I'm sure I don't want to take away from, the beauty of that process or, what an enlightening and, what an education it was to, be able to spend that much time with a piece, but at the same time, for myself, being, a new addition to the team, I'm part of the Winter 2025 class, so I didn't have
You're
to go...
You're part of the team.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
You're an integral part of the team, Evan.
You are
our podcast host of the year, and you just care so much about everyone. I think you were a necessary, integral addition to our team, Evan.
Guys, this is why I love Chloe. She just says, oh my God, I can always count on her for like a boost, a little some, you know, if ever you need someone to remind you of your self-worth, talk to Chloe. There you go. No, but I just, to that point, I just wanted to say that, like, I admire so much, like, the work that you guys did. And I'm glad to hear that you guys all kind of came together like that. And, you know, you were offering your helper, whether it was emotional support or, you know, we have, like, the different aspects of our team, whether, you know, like, that's the different range of editors that we have working on it, helping you, you know, bring your piece to fruition. So let's switch gears a bit to our work at Behind the Review. Why were you interested in creating a podcast series about the features written by a review staff members?
Yeah, so I think this was the only idea I had at the beginning of the year when I was assigned to be the podcast director. I knew that we would be spending months and months reporting on our magazine features. And I was kind of fingers crossed hoping that people would have these really well-reported, thoughtful pieces that they'd feel really proud of that they would want to promote. And so I thought we should have a series that was devoted to everyone's hard work at the review and, you know, having people like talk about topics that they're passionate about, which if you spent 4 months writing about something and reporting on something, then it's impossible not to be passionate about those things.
Of course.
So, yeah, I just thought it was a good opportunity to just get people on the masthead involved in promoting our work and also doing it in a really fun way. And also somehow getting Evan, one of our, I like highlighting you.
Oh, my Lord.
But getting like a winter student to host, I think was really ideal just to incorporate like more people, more perspectives into our masthead in a meaningful way.
Not only that, but I really feel like it's given me, you know, hence the name of Behind the Review, it's given me like a very intimate, like behind the scenes look at the, you know, the print features and the work that entailed bringing those to life. Because, you know, in order to kind of be informed for this podcast, it was, you know, of course, it was essential for me to read it. And that in itself was just such a treat to be able to do that. It gave me a lot of like, you know, insights into like, you know, the work that's done here, as well as just, you know, of course, the pervading question on one's mind when you read these pieces is like, why is it important to them? Because, you know, we are given some freedom here at The View, thank God, to like actually pursue topics or stories that are, you know, important to us specifically. And so that's always like the pervading question in my mind when I read this. I'm like, okay, like you learn a little bit more about the person and what's important to them. So it was just, as I say, a real treat.
Yay, I'm so glad. And I actually wanted to ask you, Evan, like, let's switch gears again.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Let's switch gears again. What was it like? How did you feel when I told you at the beginning of your time at the review that you would have to host 5 episodes of a podcast when you've never done that before?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, honestly, I was very excited at the prospect because, I mean, as you say, I've never really done anything quite like this before. The nearest bit of experience I had to hosting and editing podcast was one we just had to do our mandatory, like, you know, audio editing in our early years of like at the journalism school here at TMU in our program. And that in itself was fun because, you know, going out, you know, maybe not like conducting streeters when it's just when you have to approach someone in the street and ask them for like an audio interview. That's a bit nerve wracking. But once you've actually gotten those interviews and like editing them afterwards and making them like precise and clean, that in itself was like, you know, I enjoyed doing that. So when you pitched the idea to me of like, you know, oh, would you like to help us with our podcast, I was like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've not really, you know, served as a host, period, but you know what, I have some experience here and I do like the world of just like, it's much more organic in this way, like, you know, just, you know, this kind of like format of like storytelling, and you get to hear the person's voice. And so as you know, people have always told me I gab a lot. I love to talk to other people. So that was also just another reason why I was excited about, you know, hosting the Behind the Review, just because I get to talk to people. I get to have conversations. That fills me with so much joy. It's actually it's one thing that I always look forward to. And even just like Chloe can attest to this, like even if we're not actually like recording an episode of Behind the Review, I always want to know what people are up to, not to be like a busybody, but like, you know, how is life? And how, you know, I ask sometimes Chloe about her work at CBC and how it's treating her. So I'm very just curious to know about, you know, people's, there's no way this won't make me sound like a busybody, but this, I'm very curious to know about people's lives, but just like what's going on. And like, you know, it's just a very heartening experience. I love hearing that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that it made you excited and not like overwhelmed at first.
I knew that things were going to be okay. And you seem like a very approachable person. I'm like, okay, Chloe's my person
so
if I can talk to you.
Because I think it can be a little bit daunting to like suddenly host and suddenly be in the studio when you've never been there before. But you were great.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
Hey, I appreciate that.
And yeah, so what was it like hosting 5 episodes?
Well, being at the end of it now, we're wrapping this project up. It was a pleasure to be able to do this, to talk to I think it's actually the reason I got to like know some of the people at the Review better, or like become like closer, like friends with some people there. I think that was like something I really enjoyed about hosting, and also just like, you know, the setup, after you've done it like once or twice, it just becomes like a natural kind of comforting atmosphere. And it was a very like, as I say, it was like, it's a very like intimate conversation. It's just like, you know, it's just you and the other person. And it's just, it's nice. It's really, when we, as soon as we start recording, I forget that there's anyone behind like this glass, like this window here. Like it just becomes an organic conversation between two people, two friends about the work we do. And it's great. It's been a real, I know I've said treat many times, but it has been a real treat hosting.
That is awesome. And yeah, what did you learn from chatting with all of these writers, our friends, about their magazine features?
What did I learn? Oh my, what didn't I learn? Well, you know what? I mean, I learned, and I know I'm just reiterating like points that I previously made, but I learned like about like the hard work and like just exactly, I learned about how, what it takes to kind of like produce this, you know, this such a passion project as this, you know, print feature piece that, you know, as we know, like took like 4 months or more to work on. I think it really comes down to, you know, having a passion for the subject which you're reporting on. And of course, you know, I know some of the people that we interviewed, I already knew them from my previous years of journalism. So I knew that, like, you know, they were already, I already had so much respect for the work they did. And so I definitely, you know, with speaking to each of them, there was always, you know, we tried to keep the focus of each feature varied. So there was, you know, a wide like range of like subject matter to talk about, which was great. And so I learned when I spoke to Netta, for instance, I learned a little bit more about the world of like fashion, specifically like, you know, the work of homegrown designers in Toronto. Which,
oh yeah, she's so knowledgeable about.
So yeah. Knowledgeable. And so that was, and then for Matthew, I'm glad that I got to kind of like, I learned something about, you know, his work at the National Post and how, right, you know, losing your voice a little bit, you know, if you're reporting for like a conservative outlet. And I think, you know, you have to be in two minds if you're in a space like that, you know, with your what are your own personal values? How are you going to represent that through the work you do? And also, you know, how do you kind of like establish yourself in this space?
His was really special. I mean, yeah, all of them are special in their own.
They're all very special.
Yeah. I'm so glad that, yeah, you had an overall great experience. Thank you, Evan. Thanks for being the host of this episode, for most of this episode, and for the rest of the episodes in Behind the Review.
Oh, thank you, Chloe. It's been a great experience here, and I love that we got to like reverse our roles here. It's interesting being in like the interviewee seat, and what you're great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm your host, Evan Zeller. This episode was produced by me and Chloe Kim. If you enjoyed this episode, explore all of our podcasts at the podcast tab at reviewofjournalism.ca. Thanks for listening.